The nail has been hammered in the wood. She's going to now hammer it into the woods completely. And today, right now, we are on it. Would you mind helping me putting your hands together to welcome Pastor Ellen Moody to come and share Jesus in the house today in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. God is good. All the time. Yes, He is. Hallelujah. You know, I came tonight to have church with you again. I enjoyed you folks so much Friday evening. So nice to be in the presence of God and be with Pastor Bovek. I respect and appreciate him and his wife and what they're doing here for the kingdom of God. And my voice tonight is a little bit raspy because I've done quite a bit of preaching this weekend, Friday night and then this morning. Wanted to be here last night, but couldn't come because a daughter of one of the families in our church was taken to Methodist Hospital just about the time I was getting ready to come here last night. I wanted to hear this precious brother preach the Word of God. And I know you have been blessed through his ministry. Praise God. Amen. Each time that I've sat beside him over here, I can just feel the Holy Spirit emanating from him and Pastor Bovek. So I got to get some kind of a touch on me tonight. I got it in the crossfire there sitting on the very front row. God is a good God. And we have come to be blessed again tonight and to put our hand to the plow of the kingdom of God and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and bring it to you tonight with the help of God. And I count it again a privilege to be here. And thank you for coming to hear me. Praise the Lord. Thank you for being a part of my day. I appreciate it so very much. And above everything else, I appreciate him coming. Hallelujah. How about you? Praise the name of the Lord. I would like us this evening, if you don't mind, just before that I get into the word, I would like us to stand together and have agreement in prayer for the young lady that I went to the hospital to minister to last night. Her situation is that about 15 years ago, she had a kidney transplant. And I've known this little gal since she was just a little girl, so she's very special to me. And about 15 years ago, she had to have a kidney transplant, and it was not a perfect match, but a near perfect match. And so they told her at the time, they said, this will last you about 15 years. And when 15 years had come and gone, she began to have trouble. And in the last 6 months, she has had lots of physical problems. And so we've been by her side ministering to her, believing God actually for a creative miracle of new kidneys in her body. I'm not sure basically what the initial cause of her problem was, but God knows, and that's what's important. But we've been praying for her and trying to stand in the gap and to believe God that this woman who loves Jesus with all of her heart, a believer, a sister in Christ, just like you, that God is undertaking for her. So would you stand with me tonight and let's have agreement in prayer. And this pastor brother here, Bishop, her name is Carla, and I'm going to ask, would you mind to come and lead us in prayer tonight for Carla, and we'll agree this evening.
Let's pray together. Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we join our faith together as believers in the house, as we lift up and bring before your throne of mercy our sister Carla today. Lord, beseeching you, asking you, Father, to touch her where she is right now. Lord, to give her new kidneys, brand new kidneys in her body. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we believe, Lord, you are the creator of everything. We ask for a creative miracle tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we send your word into the body of Carla, and we rebuke the spirit of infirmity out of her body in the name of Jesus Christ. We command new kidneys into our body now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we agree today every curse over our life is broken in the name of Jesus. Every curse of witchcraft is broken in the name of Jesus. And we believe you, Lord, today for new kidneys. We receive this miracle today, and we cancel every death decree over our life in the mighty name of Jesus. We say, Carla, you shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. From today forward, we declare healed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it so very much. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. While we're standing, before that I get into my text tonight, I would like to have two people very quickly tell me what the word of God means to you. Two people. You'll know who you are. Tell me what the word of God means to you. Here, brother.
The word of God is the voice of God speaking to his people.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. One other. Back here in the back.
The word of God is real for us. It's his will for us.
Yes. Yes. Amen. We're here to celebrate the word of God, aren't we? Amen. I saw another hand over here somewhere, right in here, sister. Yes. Praise God. All right. Well, let's turn now tonight to the book of Matthew, chapter 4. And we're going to continue in our exposition tonight from the word of God. You may be seated. But we are going to continue in the word and minister tonight. And I especially feel that I want to pray for people with back problems who have come into this service. If you have a back problem, I believe this is your night to receive a miracle of God. This is your night. If you are here, we'll pray for everything, as our pastor brother has said. But I am especially going to target people that have back problems in this service. I want you right now to begin to claim that miracle. Will you do it? Let's say it together. Tonight is my night. I declare my healing, body, soul, and spirit. In the name of the Lord, I receive it now. In Jesus' name, I inform you, Satan, I am not subject to this infirmity, because the word declares, by his stripes I am healed. So I claim it, I profess it, and I receive it in the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Matthew chapter 4, and we'll begin to read at verse 13. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, said, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. Let's say great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Say it with me, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let's say it together, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Father, we thank you tonight. We love you. Father, we know that you watch over your word to perform it, and you're already here. We don't have to implore the Lord to be here. You are among us in a mighty way. Thank you again for the ministry of the young people who are mightily anointed of God to bring us into the presence of God, and for the precious lady who was a part of the worship tonight. We were blessed, and we thank you for them. We know their ministry is going to grow and increase, Father, in the name of the Lord, because of the gifts and talents and callings that you have placed upon them and others here. In the name of the Lord God, we worship you and praise you, giving this time to you and expect you tonight to do that which is above all we can ask or think, according to the knowledge, according to the power that worketh in us through Jesus Christ the Lord. We bless you tonight. We call this a time of victory upon every person here, upon those that are in ministry, those who are feeling the call toward ministry. We're all ministers in some way, somehow, in the kingdom of God. And so tonight we call forth that anointing of the Spirit of God to break all of the yoke of the enemy and totally destroy it. In Jesus' mighty name, and everybody said together, amen. Praise God. On Friday evening, I spoke the first of a two-part message entitled The Two Kingdoms. The first part dealt with the subtleties of Satan and his plan for your defeat and demise. Did you know the enemy has a plan for you? He has a plan to rob you of faith. The word says he has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've got a greater plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah said, I know the thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord, and the plans that I have for you to give you hope, peace, and an expected end. And Jesus said, I have come to destroy the work of the enemy so we can rejoice in the Lord. And again, Paul said, rejoice. Hallelujah to God. Now, the good news tonight is that we don't need to be defeated or dragged down. If you've got, we have it, all of us from time to time, we have a day that we're just not feeling as victorious as maybe other days. But you know what? Like somebody said, this too shall pass. This came to pass. Amen. We're children of God. We're joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ conquered the devil and all of his demons on the cross, walked out of the tomb carrying the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and said to the church, behold, I give you power over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means destroy you. The word there in the original means just word hurt. Nothing shall hurt you means nothing shall destroy you. Do you believe it tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. We're going on a journey tonight through the word. Do you have your sword of the Spirit? Wave it at me. Wave your sword of the Spirit at me tonight. Amen, amen. That means so be it. If God says it, we can have it. Do you believe it tonight? Hallelujah. Now, Jesus has now confronted the devil. We talked about that Friday night in the Mount of Temptation, and he won the battle according to the word. Luke 4:13 says, and when the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed from him for a little season, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all of the region round about. Now he began his ministry in Galilee, and then he goes to Nazareth, his hometown, where he was rejected by his own. Then he moves his headquarters to Capernaum. Matthew 4:17 reads it this way. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The theme of this conference is kingdom promotion. And kingdom promotion comes when the name that's above every name is lifted in honor and praise and worship and adoration from the saints of God and through his word and through the power of God that is able to deliver us and willing to deliver us. Amen. There are some people that wonder if God is willing. Well, I'm here tonight to tell you that yes, he is willing. Yes, he is willing. Yes, he is willing. There was one in the word that came and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Let me serve notice tonight that he is willing. He demonstrated his willingness in kingdom power during the days of his ministry, and he is demonstrating that willingness even tonight. Now tonight we're going to deal with three truths, and I'm sure with the time that's before me that I won't have time for all of it, but I'm just going to hit you hard with the word of God, and we're going to have victory in the altar tonight. Amen. Praise God. Number one, there is the proclamation of the kingdom. Number two, there are the signs of the kingdom through the power of the Holy Spirit. Number three, there is the coming kingdom age. Now, I realize that having pastored for a lot of years and taught and preached the word of God, that sometimes I may have a tendency to kind of get into some areas that you may not totally understand. How many new believers do we have here tonight? Wave at me. My, that's awesome. New believers in Christ. Wow, that is awesome. Well, the kingdom of heaven is headed up by the Lord Jesus Christ. Not Mohammed, not Buddha, nor any other man, but the man Christ Jesus. He came from heaven for the purpose of giving himself as our Redeemer and reestablishing the kingdom of God over this rebellious part of God's realm called the earth with its atmospheric heavens. That's where the demonic realm is. And did you know tonight that there is no rebellion in heaven? Did you know that Lucifer didn't get up, or rather, Gabriel didn't get up this morning and say, you know, I think I'm going to do my thing today. I think I'm just going to kind of be like Elvis. I'm going to do it my way. No, because the word of God says the will of God is done in heaven. So we are encouraged in the word to pray that the will of God come to the earth. Because everything that's going on in heaven tonight is in the will of the Father. And the Father then wants that translated to the earth. And God has made known the will of the Lord to us. The word says God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is not willing that we be sick and diseased in our body and downtrodden and beaten down by the enemy or mankind in general. Because the word says Christ is not only Redeemer, but he is our burden bearer. He's the captain of the Lord's army. He is our healer, our deliverer. He is the great physician, not the assistant physician. He is the great I am, not the great I was. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The God that I serve tonight does not change. His name is Jesus, Emmanuel with us. He is God Almighty in the flesh. He is the Alpha, the Omega, and he rose from the grave. He's got the keys tonight. He hasn't lost the keys. They've not given way to somebody's faulty computer, but he's got the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and he'll honor your faith tonight. He will honor what you have need of. He will bring you from darkness to light, from sickness to health. He will bring you from feeling a spiritual need to being baptized in the precious Holy Ghost and fire from God. All of us. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Let's bless the Lord in the house. Glory be to God. Do you have your praise on tonight? Glory be to God. 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 Glory be unto God. Glory be to the Lamb. Glory be to God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Glory. Turn around and touch somebody and say, this is your night. This is your night. This is your time. Get your miracle on. Get your faith on. Receive your miracle in the name of the Lord. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Hey, let's let God speak. Ora masiti andala la base. Nandala la bokore yande de bise. La more yande kosi. La mashandala la bokore bakasai. The Lord has given you eyes to see, and He has given you ears to hear. And by His Spirit, your spiritual vision shall be opened, and your spiritual eyes shall see. And you will know what the will of the Lord is, and you will see the Lord in His beauty. You will begin to know Him in the depth of His person. You shall walk in the anointing of the Spirit of the Lord. You shall know, you shall know, you shall know that you are His eternally, not just for today. You have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are the Lord, said the Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Folks, I don't know if I can go on with this message or not. There is so much of God's anointing in this place. Woo! Woo! La maranda masita maye, la mashanda la 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 bokoria se, oh ramasita mayanda la la bosi, oh hallelujah. Listen, if you want to run, run. If you want to dance, dance. Oh hallelujah. I believe in church. I believe in the freedom of God in the house. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. A lot of God's people today know nothing about the liberty of God, especially in America. God is trying to bring us back into liberty, and we want to fly into bondage. Let's get out of the bondage and get into the liberty of God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Verse 17, which is a literal rending, is repent, for the kingdom from heaven is at hand. That kingdom from heaven, this is only found in Matthew because it is the gospel of Jehovah, the King. It is a dispensational term that refers to Messiah's kingdom on the earth in time. He started that kingdom when he was born in Bethlehem. Amen. It was planned before the foundations of the earth. But when he came, he began to demonstrate kingdom greatness. He began to push the powers of hell back. He began to preach a gospel that had never been heard in the ears of Israelites up until that very moment. His predecessor, John the Baptist, had the same word. He said, repent, for the kingdom is from heaven. It's right now at hand. So what God is saying, let's get ready for the kingdom. Oh, Jesus said, don't you know the kingdom of God is within you? How many are born again, sanctified, set apart, and filled with the Holy Ghost? The kingdom of God is within you, friend. The kingdom of God is on the inside. Hit yourself and say, hey, kingdom, you're in there. Hallelujah. Hey, kingdom, you are in there. Hey, kingdom, you are in there. Glory be to God. Woo! Oh, my goodness gracious, this brother's been doing some great preaching. Wow. Wow. Yes. Hallelujah. Wow, I tell you what, he has broke up some fallow ground, my friend. Whoa, I know the anointing when it's here. Oh, Jesus' message was the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom is from heaven and it is at his hand. This was his proclamation that a change is coming to the earth. There was an immediate change because the dead religion of Judaism was giving way to a ministry of healing. miracles, the raising of the dead, and the preaching of something called the kingdom of God. Let's say it together, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. I want you, when you walk away from this conference, to go out of here saying, behold, the kingdom of God is within me. Behold, the kingdom of God is within me. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I have the Father. I have the Son. I have the Holy Spirit. I have the power. I have the authority. I have the call. And I go forth in the name of Jesus. I'm going to tear down strongholds. I'm going to cast out devils. I'm going to heal the sick. And if God permits me, I'll raise the dead. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Now, how many of you know the first church split happened in Jerusalem? How many know the first church split happened in Jerusalem? Let me tell you about it. The body of 70 men called the Sanhedrin, or ruling elders, held varying opinions about the spirit world. Now remember, they were faced with dynamic ministry through Jesus of Nazareth. They didn't understand it. He didn't wear a turnaround collar. He didn't wear a prayer shawl. He didn't even have a good-looking robe on. But yet, when he came to town, the sick were healed, the devils were cast out, the gospel was preached, and people came to Jehovah God through his anointing. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Religion that is dead is also very, very threatening. The Pharisees hated what he stood for. The Sadducees said, you know, we're not too upset. We don't even believe in a spirit world. We don't believe in angels. We don't believe in the afterlife. That's why they were sad, you see. So there was a division because of them. Now, Jesus met a man called Nicodemus. Nicodemus had felt something stirring down inside of him. It was kingdom hunger, but he didn't recognize what it was. And so the word says he came to Jesus by night. And he said to him, Master, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. Jesus just dropped a big bombshell in his lap. And he said, I say to you, Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he'll not even see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, in his carnal state, in that Pharisaical attitude and the training that he had, he began to look a little bit introspectively, and then he began to look at Jesus and think, there's really got to be something wrong with this guy. How can a man, when he is old, enter into the second time to his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus dropped another bombshell. He said, I say to you, you cannot tell what direction the wind is coming from nor where it's going. So is every man, woman, boy, and girl that is born of the Spirit of God. You know what? The night or day that you came under the convicting work of the Spirit of God, you didn't know whether he came through the front door, whether he came through the back door. You didn't know how he got there, but you knew he was there. And you knew that he drew you to the foot of the cross, and you repented of your sin. And like Billy Graham said, you were born from above. You came into sonship, into daughtership, and nobody could tell you you didn't know God, because you knew that you knew that you knew that you knew that you knew God. Hallelujah. You were born again. They couldn't quite handle that theology. It was a little new to them. It didn't fall in with the line of the law of Moses. The scribes couldn't handle it because they couldn't dot the I's and cross the T's of it. But you know what? It was a truth nonetheless. The Bible says that the council was divided because of Jesus. Secondly, tonight, looking at kingdom power, Matthew 4:23, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all. Let's say all. All is all. All is not a portion, but all is 100%. All is all is all. Healing all of their sicknesses and all of their diseases. They brought the blind, they brought the lame, all types and degrees of sickness and diseases and torments. That's an oppressive spirit from the devil that comes to torment your mind, to make you think you are not saved. You do not belong to God. You are not fit for heaven. But listen, all you need to do is say what Jesus said one day, Satan, get thee behind me. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that I have committed unto him against that day. Get persuaded, child of God. The enemy is afraid of a persuaded believer who knows how to pray, who knows how to stand on the word of God. The devil, you know what? Believe it or not, he's a little cautious about you. He knows who belongs to God. He knows who has the armor on. He knows who's grounded in the word and who's getting grounded. And I'm going to tell you, if you're new in Christ tonight, God's going to give you time to grow. He's going to give you time to learn. He's going to keep a protective hedge around you while you're growing in the knowledge and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the enemy may come and buffet, but that sweet little voice is going to say, I'm here. You just rebuke him and let me be on the throne of your heart. You'll walk out with the victory in your hands. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Glory be unto God. Praise the name of the Lord. So what else happens here? The demon possessed are set free. And the word says he healed and delivered them all. He demonstrated kingdom power. Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about, let's say went about. When you get saved, you're going to go about. You're going to tell others, aren't you, about the King of Kings. If you've been delivered from something, you're going to go to somebody that you know still needs deliverance. And you're going to say, let me tell you what I found in Jesus Christ. Let me tell you how I got saved, how he delivered me from drugs and alcohol. He delivered me from an immoral lifestyle. He washed me in his precious blood. And I've got peace like a river. I've got joy unspeakable and full of the glory of God because of what Jesus has done. I'll tell you something tonight, child of God. Deliverance doesn't just happen one time in your life. It's an ongoing process. There are going to be times that the enemy's, you know, he's going to try to oppress and attach himself to you. And all you need to do is say, God, you are my deliverer. You know, the story is told how that Lester Sumrall some years ago was in the Philippines, and some of you maybe know who he is and maybe others don't. How many know who Lester Sumrall is? Founded LaCie Television and Radio Ministry out of South Bend, Indiana. But he spent some time in the Philippines as a missionary. And over there, when he got there, there was a really bizarre radio report that was going on. And they were telling about this little girl that was in the prison there. What was the name of that prison right now? I want to say Bildad, but I'm not sure that that's it. But nevertheless, she was in prison there. She had been in prison because she had been involved in prostitution. After she was locked up, something crazy began to happen to that little girl. The guards would hear her scream, bloody murder. They would hear these just blood-curdling screams coming from that cell. They would go out to the cell to see what on earth is going wrong here. They would see a little girl that has bite marks all over her neck, on her arms, on her legs, and it was like some invisible something was dragging her by the hair of the head across the floor cell of Bildad prison. And so anyway, he began to hear these reports, and the reporters, the news media, even the church there in the Philippines, they were mystified by this. What on earth is happening here? So he hadn't been there very many days until God spoke to him, said, I want you to fast 3 days and nights. Then I want you to go to Bildad prison and pray for this little girl. And he thought, oh dear God, I just get in town and he's going to send me over here to deal with this situation. Well, you know what? We all have a bit of humanity in us, don't we? But what he did, he was obedient to God and he began to fast and he began to pray. 3 days later, he walks into that prison. This little girl had been known when the guards made her mad that she would actually curse them and say, in so many hours, you're going to be dead, and they would just fall dead for no apparent reason. She would actually pronounce a curse on them. People were afraid of her. How many of you know the guards didn't line up to get into that cell? Okay? Because this little gal would say, in 3 days, you're going to be dead. 3 days, they were dead. No apparent reason whatsoever. She was so full, though, of the powers of hell that she could speak curses, and the enemy backed it up. You know, I told you the other night there was an ungodly anointing as well as there is a godly anointing. Remember me telling you that? That little gal was ungodly anointed from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Well, Brother Summerall, after he'd fasted his 3 days and three nights, he goes to the prison, the Bildad prison. The guards, you know, they tried to even talk him out of going into the room. They said, you know, some people who've gone into that room haven't come out. You know, we've had to go drag them out. They have not come out. You don't want to go in there. He said, yes, I do. God has sent me there to this prison. And I'm here on an assignment for Jesus Christ. I am not afraid to go into that cell. So he goes to the cell and the guard begins to unlock it. That little girl looks up and she sees him and she starts to curse him. Out of her mouth comes the most vile curse words that you've ever heard in your life. She called him a man of God, but also lots of other things that she called him. He went on in, he ministered to her, prayed for her, and he delivered her through the authority of Jesus' name. Set that girl free. Just a little gal, probably upper teens by this time, that had been a prostitute in that city since you just a little thing. Terribly misused and abused. Well, he had told her, he said, now, when you get out of prison, he said, here's what I want you to do. He said, the enemy's going to try to come back, and he's going to try to get back into your life. But he said, what I want you to remember is who set you free. One night, all of the cellmates were outside in the courtyard of the prison. She was just out there. Then all of a sudden, it was like something invisible took hold of her by the hair of the head and started dragging her around that prison courtyard. She began to scream out of fear. Then she remembered what the man of God said. Resist this in the name of Jesus, and it will have to go. And she called out. She said, Jesus, Jesus. That thing dropped her right there in the courtyard and never came back. They said, amen. They said at the last report, that little gal was totally well, totally set free. She is a mother. She has a wonderful marriage. And she's happy in Jesus today. Hallelujah. Jesus went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That makes the difference today, church, whether Christ is with us or we're going in our own strength. Let me tell you what, we don't get far in our own strength. The prophet said, I go in the strength of the Lord. That's the only way to get the job done, is get on fire for God. Let the anointing of God get into your life. You just only can ask for it. It's not hard to get. Say, God, I need your anointing. Let's say it. God, I need your anointing. God, send the anointing right now. Let's lift our hands. Let's begin to receive the anointing of the Spirit of God. Fresh oil, Lord. Fresh oil, God. Fresh oil, God. Fresh oil, God. Fresh oil, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let's have the fresh oil tonight in this house, in the name of the Lord God. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. David said daily, The Lord anointeth me with fresh oil. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Jesus went about all of Galilee preaching, teaching, delivering, setting people free because of the anointing that was upon him. But now let me tell you something. He was not anointed because he was God. He laid aside the emptying out. He emptied himself. The divine kenosis is the proper word. He emptied himself. And the word says that he came into this world as man, and he ministered as you and I have to minister, anointed by the Spirit. You see, we are not God. We're children of God, but we depend upon the Father in the name of the Lord to give us the anointing of God that will destroy the yoke of the devil. Glory be to God. Glory be unto God. We depend upon the Lord for it. Matthew 8:16. I probably am going to stop right here. But it says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all. Again, there's that all word. I like that all word, don't you? I like that all word. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Fulfilling the word of Isaiah, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, there was a question here that was spoken in Matthew chapter 8, verses 28 to 34. If you want to turn over there for just a moment, I want to show us something, and then I think that I'm going to close it tonight because I could preach for another hour. I've got more message than I've got time, so I'll come back another time and finish that one. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Matthew chapter 28. We're going to look at verse 28. And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? I want to stop right there and look at the word, look at the question. Have you come to torment us before the time? You know, the kingdom promotion emphasis has been upon this conference. And we're all pointing to a glorious event. And that is the second coming of Jesus Christ to establish his kingdom of 1,000 years on the earth. The millennial kingdom, the dispensation of divine government that will give way to the day of God, the eternal day of God, when the holy city, New Jerusalem, comes down from God out of heaven, when the new earth and the new earth are heaven and earth are prepared to receive it. But you see, when this demon asked the Lord, what are you doing here? Have you come to torment us before the time? What he was saying is this. I know that there's a time in the future that we're going to be cast into the pit with our master. So, and that is when Jesus comes, does battle at Armageddon, and he takes the Antichrist, the false religious leader, and they go straight down into hell, according to the word. But Satan and all of his cohorts go down into the pit, the bottomless pit, and they're shut up there with the seal by God for 1,000 years of time, and then they're loosed, the word says, for a little season. But in that period of 1,000 years, that which we have preached, that which we have believed, that which we have looked forward to, the kingdom of God on the earth is coming, and Jesus the Lord is coming to establish this kingdom on the earth. Are you ready, church? Hallelujah. Are your rapture ready tonight? I am. I don't want to be a part of this last day. Days of tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble. I want to go to be in the presence of God. I want to be one of those in Revelation 19, verse 11, that comes back from heaven with him on a white horse. You know what? I haven't ridden horses much, but I sure am looking forward to my white steed. Hallelujah. I'm going to be a part of that army that comes out of heaven following the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're going to rule, we're going to reign, we're going to be with him on this earth, administrating the affairs of the universe with none other than our God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, that ought to make a mummy shout. Hallelujah. 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 Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Revelation 11, 15 to 16, and I'll close with this. The seventh angel sounded, and voices in heaven declared, "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Let's say forever and ever. Yes. Hallelujah. He's not coming for a four-year term. He's not coming for an eight-year term. Aren't you glad? He's not coming for a few years. He's not coming to bask in a political movement. He is coming to clean up planet Earth and bring it back in subjection to Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's worship God. Let's worship God. Hallelujah. Limoshande lilidibisita marwata yande didibisi. La moriande kosota moriande kisi. Those of you that have back problems, I want you, first of all, I'm going to minister there. I want you to step out and come. If you have back condition that you need prayer for tonight, I want you and the rest of us, we're going to pray for everybody. But what I want to do right now is minister to back needs. To people that have trouble in your back, come on. Let's come up and be ministered to tonight. Amen. And I'd like our wonderful worship team to come back and worship just very softly, you know, because we want to be able to hear. We want to be able to converse. We want to be able to know what is happening here, okay? All right, now I want you to pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every sickness, every disease. I bind every infirmity that Satan has put upon the people of God. I bind it up and I cast it out. In the name of Jesus, I receive my healing right now in Jesus' name.